And if you're a baseball fan, tomorrow is going to be a very big day. Because after a four-month pause, Major League Baseball's spring training, or maybe we should be calling it summer training at this point, is about to begin. Players will have to test negative for the coronavirus before they can start, and there are still pretty big doubts about how the shortened 60-game season will go, especially now that all minor league action has been called off for the rest of the year. Mike Pesca is here in Now's sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, welcome. How is this plan for baseball going to work, the process for getting these players cleared and back on the field?
Right. So how it will go, of course, the big question is if it were will go, all of this discussion is against the backdrop of Anthony Fauci testifying that if things don't change, he could see, you know, we could see 100,000 new cases. And baseball knows this, but they have this plan in place that will include a regimen of testing. There are new oodles of new protocols, spacing on the bench, of course, on the bases, you know, tags will still be made. One change will be that managers can't go out and argue a call within 6 feet of an umpire. But I always thought managers going onto the field to argue calls was a basically pointless exercise. Connie Mack wore a suit, therefore wasn't allowed on the field, and was one of the five greatest managers in baseball history. So they do have all these rules in place. They hope that they'll be able to get the season in. Spring training starts now. Maybe they could start on the 23rd. But a 60-game season is, of course, not the baseball we know of. They just hope it will be some baseball at all.
Right. Normally 162 games. And, you know, this new rule strikes me. Extra innings will start with a runner on second base. I heard somebody say, what is this, Little League? That's very strange, Mike.
Well, they will not be hitting off a tee. That is good to know. But yes, they want to end the games. They're playing 60 games in 63 days. So these extra inning games that go 18 innings, 19 innings, it is the charm and appeal of baseball. There is no clock. On the other hand, there is no clock. And in a situation like this where time is of the essence and there is no rest and rest is so important, they figure just get the games over. In the minor leagues where they tried this, the games do end earlier. There is usually a score in an inning when a player starts on second, so why not go for it, they figure.
You know, that actually does make sense now that you put it that way. But speaking of minor leagues, I feel very bad for these minor league players. They already hardly made any money at all, and their season now officially done.
Yes. So the minor leagues are important as a pipeline for development, but also just when players go down. And it is anticipated that they're going to have 60 player squads available to the teams, and they'll be able, the major league teams will be able to pluck players from these 60 player backup squads. But at the same time, you're right. Not only are these minor leaguers out of a deal, a lot of the teams might fold, the people who run the minor league say. It's a dire situation for a lot of the minor league franchises.
Mike, I want to get your thoughts on Ian Desmond. This is the Colorado Rockies outfielder. Describes himself as biracial, and he wrote a long and emotional post on Instagram recently saying that he's not going to play this season at all, partly because he's worried about the coronavirus, but also because he wants to focus on racial injustice. He wants the country to deal with that, and he thinks that baseball, the sport, needs a reckoning. What do you see in that story?
Yeah, so it was so emotional because he is a player, and he acknowledges this in his post, who always sort of kept his feelings to himself, his feelings about race. But in the post, he talks about having to tick off that biracial box when asked about it. He has a white mother. He acknowledges that, you know, navigating through the world was complicated. His people saw him as black, and he never really got to experience white privilege, yet at the same time was privileged enough to play baseball. But it is just so much for him as a veteran player, as a father, as someone who has been grappling with these issues, that he is taking time off to concentrate on America's systemic racism problems. And players in other sports, there is a raft of reasons why people are taking off from all the sports plans to start again. And they include issues of racial injustice. They include worries about health, totally legitimate worries. Ryan Zimmerman of the Nationals has a young child and an old mother, and he acknowledges he'll just not be able to see his mother for weeks and weeks and weeks if he goes inside the bubble. Also, Davis Bertans of the Washington Wizards is not playing because the Wizards have almost no chance to make the playoffs, and he stands to get a big contract unless he gets hurt in this abbreviated bubble season in the NBA. And I am pleased to say most people are not criticizing that. You don't get a lot of the kind of knuckle-dragging, old school, you got to play, it's for the team. People understand that that's a decision that he should make and that he can make.
Well, Mike Pesca, we had a little delay on that line and a few technical problems, so thanks for bearing with us. Mike Pesca is here and now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR, exactly, and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. Long pause. I'm Peter O'Dell.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. It's Here and Now.